So, what's step five? Well, we're going to revisit everything that we spoke about in step one, two, three, and four. So, step one is that you take a daily attitude towards the Lord, and you digest everything daily. So you listen to a podcast and you meditate on that daily, not binge eat, not just take all of them at once and not understand any of them, but think about what you hear over and over again. Listen to it in your head and rehearse it over and over, the points that are in that specific podcast for that day. That's what you do. You meditate on what the Lord is trying to minister to you about. So that's step one. Step two is set time each day to pray. Pick an appointed time. Don't just randomly pray whenever you feel like it, because the enemy will make sure that you do not feel like it. He will fill your life with waste, and you will never get to pray. You'll never find time to pray. So pick a specific time, preferably in the morning, and stick to that regime and pray. And ask God to give you grace so that you can pray more and more each day. The more you pray in tongues, the more blessed you're going to be. The more you build yourself up on your most holy faith, the better you're going to be. You can't go to the gym and lift heavy weights first day. You'll hurt yourself. You've got to build up. You've got to build up to heavier weights and a heavier exercise regime. So start small and go forward. And ask God for the grace to give you to go forward and not stall. Okay, so now step three. Ask the Holy Spirit to divide your prayer up for the petitions that you speak about and the stuff that the Holy Spirit needs to speak about. And He will incorporate your petitions and His stuff in one prayer. And that is speaking in tongues. He will formulate the most powerful prayer that you can speak, the most effective prayer for your life and for the life the Lord God wants you to walk in. That's the way you should do it. Split up your time. 5% and 95%. 5% speaking in English, 95% speaking in tongues. Okay, now step four. Stop your stuff you're doing that's not working, or else you wouldn't be at this website. Stop the path you're on. Stop and let God transform your life and put you on a new path. It only takes a little bit of time to stop and let God redirect you. It might take a week, a month, 3 months, whatever. All you have to do is stop and let the Lord redirect your path that is His will for you, not your will or not other people's will. So don't let other people speak into your life about the path they think you should go in, but let the Lord reconfigure the path that He wants you to go in. Sit down, wait upon the Lord, and let Him transition you into this new path. Or He might supercharge. You may be on the right path, but you're just not walking in the right equipment. You're not using the right equipment to get this path moving along. And the Lord may supercharge your path and give you traction. Whatever. Either you're on the wrong path or you're on the right path, it doesn't really matter. The same thing. You sit down and you wait for God to reconfigure things so that you have traction. So that's all the steps. Step one, step two, step three, and step four. Step five, revisit everything. What we're going to do is I'm going to give you a PDF file. You can print it out, and it's in bullet form, and you can stick it on your fridge, or you can stick it on your wall, and you can see that and remind you over and over again of these steps. And these steps will give you a blessed hope. These steps will cause your life to turn around. These steps will cause sickness and failure in your life to turn into a blessing. So in the Old Testament, they used to be told to tie the word of God to their hand and put it on their head and put it on their doorpost so that when they walk in, they see it and it reminds them of the promises of God. So if you print this thing out, stick it on your wall, stick it on your fridge, and it will remind you to stay focused. So this is a short one, and we'll leave it there.